Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So tonight I decided to do something a little different. Okay, so I figured going ahead and give you guys my top five Thanksgiving Day movies. I've been wanting to do this for a little bit now. I also have some inspiration from watching other TikTokers and things like that. So I came to a decision to give you guys my top five Thanksgiving Day movies. I'm just going to say this. Whenever I came up with this list, it was a very hard decision on which one I wanted to be number one, because number two is a movie that I really appreciated back in the 90s. And also, too, I also like this other movie that's also part of Thanksgiving as well. And I didn't know which one to choose, but one actually got put on the number two spot instead of the number one spot. So just wait until you actually hear what I have to say about that one. But yeah, starting off, I'm just going to go off with like a classic, because everybody loves the classic Charlie Brown, right? And I'm not saying this movie is bad or anything like that. It's just that for me personally, I've never really been a huge Charlie Brown fan or anything like that, even as a kid. But there's just something special about watching Charlie Brown on Thanksgiving, because of the fact that this is a beloved animated special. And it's a simple, heartfelt story where Charlie Brown and his friends create their own unique Thanksgiving get-togethers. And it's perfect for all ages. And it reminds me of the holidays, right? Of just us being around the dinner table with our friends and family on this holiday and just breaking bread together, just enjoying one another without even having to worry about the conflicts that's going on around us or anything like that. And I think there was just something special about Charlie Brown, the Thanksgiving Day special at that time, was the fact that it was about gathering together in unity with your family and gathering around and watching a cartoon for at least 30 minutes to an hour. And that's the end of it. And I just miss those days of being young and being able to just have that childlike humor where I wanted to be an adult. But now that I'm an adult, I just want to go back to being like that. But I just think, Charlie Brown kicking it off at my number five is actually the perfect way to go, because of the fact that, you know, it has that innocence of a child. It has that thing between Lucy and also Charlie Brown. It was just one of those magical moments of watching something on TV with your family and being introduced to Charlie Brown and stuff like that too during Thanksgiving. And don't get me wrong, I still like the October special that they did for Halloween and things like that. But whenever it came down to the Thanksgiving Day special, hands down, one of my favorites to actually watch. So now I'm going to go with a little bit of something different here, okay? So I know some people may say this movie is not a Thanksgiving Day movie or anything like that. And I remember going to the theaters as a kid to see this movie, and it has a lot of dark humor to it. It also, and not only that, but it's very different that I actually put this on my list. That is Addams Family Values. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's not a Thanksgiving Day movie. But let me just say this, okay? So Addams Family Value came out in 1993, Okay. So it featured like memorable moments, right? With Thanksgiving, they've had a scene with Wednesday, and she breaks down this whole entire deal where it gave everybody this thing, the picture of what Thanksgiving was and the conflicts between the United States and the Indians and stuff like that. And I really liked how they did the monologue for this, even though it set the stage for the chaotic and the chaos in that camp area. But I feel like Addams Family Values is just one of those movies where you can laugh at some dark humor. You can just enjoy this twisted family and the things that they do. And like I said, in the scene that I'm talking about, Wednesday actually gives a speech highlighting the painful history relation between the United States and the indigenous people. She calls attention to the theft and ingenious land on the focused separation of the European settlers and also the Indians at the time. And Wednesday's speech is an iconic moment that several as a reminder that Americans' first Thanksgiving was not as heartfelt and celebration as it portrays to be. And I like the fact that, you know, you have this whole deal of all that stuff that we learned about in school as kids in lower elementary, of everyone going on the Mayflower and discovering America. That was actually how they pictured that in our minds as kids. That strips it away. Addams Family Values just strips that away from us to the point where it just becomes very surreal to us, to the point where it's like, this was not as heartfelt as we remembered it to be or thought it would be, well, of what we were actually taught in school. So it's kind of like a little bit of a refresher of like, hey, look, what schools are doing is kind of doctoring up this whole entire deal. And Addams Family Values actually gives us a look into the lens of what Thanksgiving Day is. And Addams Family Values is definitely on my, oh, okay. So it's definitely on your list, Justin. Okay. That's cool, man. That's really cool. But yeah, it's just one of those movies where you can laugh at. And I also like the fact that you also have the nanny, Debbie, who's played by Joan Cusack in this thing too, who's a serial killer who's hiding out to be pretending to be a nanny for the Addams Family. And of course, you have Pugsley and Wednesday, who thinks that they're going to be replaced by the baby that Morticia and Gomez has. And they try to do off the wall stuff with the baby, trying to get rid of the baby and stuff like that too. I just thought this was a fun movie to the point where you can enjoy something dark, something twisted, and also too, just laugh your ass off for about an hour and 30 minutes of watching them in this camp. They don't fit into society or anything. And watching them how they actually go through that camp scene. I thought that was a pretty cool way of actually doing it back in the 90s. And I actually love the Addams Family Values even more than the very first Addams Family movie. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So number three, I've got Grumpy Old Men on my list. And I know some people are going to say that's not a Thanksgiving Day movie, but it is. It's very much, I think, if you think about it, okay? Grumpy Old Men is a Thanksgiving Day movie because it takes place in the lead up to Thanksgiving. And you basically have these two friends, right? Played by Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. And you know, it's just two elderly neighbors who are just, they just can't get along. And they always have this feud going back and forth with each other. Jack Lennon falls in love with the next door neighbor and stuff like that. And they're both going to war between each other about who's going to get her and stuff like that too. And the smack talking that they can go against each other. And then also too, these men are old, right? So this is something that I really laugh about from the old men is the fact that they're always talking about death, right? And about how they were going to go. And then when someone dies, oh, what a rough way to go.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And just the humor within itself is classic. You're not going to get Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon in any kind of capacity now because they're both moved on and passed away. But the classic, this movie is classic. Don't get me wrong. I love Out to Sea. I love Grumpier Old Men. I love Dennis the Menace with Walter Matthau. But nothing beats Grumpy Old Men, in my opinion, because of the fact that you have that little bit of old, grumpy, dark humor with the smack talk between the two of them. You also have the whole fishing, ice fishing thing, too, where Matthau accidentally loses his fishing rod in the ice and stuff like that. And then, like I said, they wind up falling in love with the same girl. So they're over there trying to compete for this one girl to actually fall in love with one of them. And it's just funny. It's just all around fun. I really enjoy Grumpy Old Men. Like I said, some people may say, oh, look, Grumpy Old Men is not a Thanksgiving Day movie, but it leads into Thanksgiving. And you could even probably even say it reaches into Halloween as well, because there is a Halloween scene with them trick-or-treating, and it goes into November. And yeah, I just think that if you want to go ahead and watch this on October, you can actually do that, or you can watch it into November as well. And I think it actually goes hand in hand together, in my opinion, because I think that Grumpy Old Men is a great, fun, classic movie from the 1990s that you guys can laugh. It's a perfect family movie. I really have to say, I think you guys will enjoy that a lot. Going into my number two spot now is... Now, this is another movie that came out in the 90s. I remember seeing this in the summertime. I was in Boston. And I remember my mom taking me to go see this. And I fell in love with this movie. And that movie is Son-in-Law. And basically, Son-in-Law has Pauly Shore in it. This movie, I can remember quoting this movie over and over again. Matter of fact, I actually did a review on this last year for Thanksgiving. So you guys can actually watch that. But Son-in-Law is the most quotable movie that you can think of, right? Especially because mingling, grinding. And then there's also the, oh, girlfriend, you're nasty. That, you can't get Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore was peak Pauly Shore in the 90s. We have Encino Man, we had Jury Duty, you had Son-in-Law, and also Biodome. You have probably the best roles with Pauly Shore, and even in the Army now. But Son-in-Law, hands down, one of the best Thanksgiving Day movies, and especially when he's trying to work on the farm, and he's also a fish out of water, guys. Okay, I just want to mention this. He's a fish out of water. Going into this little small town, and he's learning how to farm. He's learning how to do things the way that the farmers are. But also, too, Rebecca, who happens to be the girl that he's visiting, going from Thanksgiving, going over there to visit with her family. She's also a fish out of water because of the fact that she's in an environment that she doesn't know too much about either, because she's over in Los Angeles too. So when Pauly Shore doesn't have anywhere to go, she invites him over for Thanksgiving. And so therefore, whenever he goes into this little small town, he's basically a fish out of water. He doesn't know what to do. I like whenever he first gets over to the farm, he goes, oh, I love chickens. Are they crispy or original recipe? And then there's also where one of the farmers asks him, do you like turkey? He goes, butterball? No. Then he was even going to get a Hungry Man dinner whenever Rebecca was going to invite him to whenever you had Rebecca over there trying to invite him to dinner and stuff like that, basically to invite him over for Thanksgiving. And you know, I think that it was this was a fun movie at the time. I still think it's a fun movie. I think it's actually one of those movies that you can actually go out and support and still wind up having something funny on it. So, yeah, I think that Son-in-Law is hands down a great film where you will enjoy, you know, just enjoying this film and the nostalgia of it and having Pauly Shore be in this movie is funny. Fish out of water from Rebecca and Pauly Shore's character Crawl. But yeah, let me know if this is actually on your list or anything like that, Justin, or what's your top five if you're still watching, or if anybody's still watching or anything like that. Tell me if you guys, what your top five is, or if you're on Spotify listening to me right now, tell me also too what your top five films are, because I'm curious about it. Then you also have, so my number one is actually going to be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And that's going to be with John Candy and Steve Martin. And here's the thing. You can't go wrong with John Candy. You can't go wrong with Steve Martin at all in this. And, you know, here's the thing. It's a Thanksgiving Day classic. It's a comedy where Steve Martin and John Candy are two men are experiencing a disaster at one after another and trying to get home for the holidays. And every single time, whenever you think that they're going to get home, there's something else that goes awry that happens. My favorite thing is where Steve Martin's character winds up ranting on the woman that's actually supposed to be renting the cars. And he winds up saying a bunch of F-bombs to her and things like that. And also, I also like this other scene, though, too, where they both get a hotel room together and they wind up having to share the same bed. There's also the part where they do rent the car, and something winds up happening to the car because of what John Candy does with that car. And there's also, I want to also mention this. This is a little bit of a takeaway, a little bit, but there's actually a little small cameo thing up in Deadpool versus Deadpool and Wolverine with the car. If you can actually go into Deadpool and Wolverine and look for that little Easter egg. But going back on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you can't go wrong with this classic. It's John Hughes writing a movie for adults. And normally we see John Hughes write movies for teenagers and you know, just basically writing for them. And instead, you wind up getting this great classic where he's actually writing for adults. And it's more of a more serious movie if you think about it underneath the context of it all. But the humor just lands for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. There's a lot of great scenes in this. And, you know, it's just about them trying to come together and try to get home for the holidays. And John Candy's character is trying everything he can to get Steve Martin home, even if he does screw up. But I also ended up reviewing this film also last year, too, if you guys want to check it out on the podcast or on the YouTube channel as well. But from start to finish, you're going to end up laughing your ass off of this whole entire thing. Around your family, at the dinner table, watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Because I can go through different parts of this and just basically just find something to laugh at because of how great it is. And also, too, just John Candy, he's just one of those guys that you can't help but to watch and laugh. And yeah, I can't go wrong with it. So yeah, guys, that's going to be it as far as this goes. Smash that like button, smash the subscribe button. Also, too, email me at movielovesunite@gmail.com. If there's any movies that you feel like that deserves to be in the top five spot for your favorite Thanksgiving Day movies, I would like to know what your favorite Thanksgiving Day movie is. And also, I do appreciate the love and support that everyone has shown us. And always until next time, guys, have a great and safe night, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.